Implementation strategies. Policies and procedures represent the structural tools that help promote correct and consistent use of IPC practices. As such, their development, update, and related compliance audits are the primary ways IPCPs are implemented. Policies and procedures are discussed in detail elsewhere in this module. Education is the primary way IPC practices are improved and adherence to policies and procedures is promoted. Education increases the knowledge base of HCP. In addition to reducing risks to HCP themselves, making sure that HCP have the necessary skills to follow IPC practices directly influences the quality of patient care. Education can take many forms. If online education is used, the IP should verify that the content is from a provider qualified to offer accurate and relevant material. Newsletters, journals, in-service programs, local conferences, and webinars have all expanded the ability of a facility-based IP to encourage broader educational participation among HCP. Attendance at educational programs, along with evaluation and test results, should be kept with program records. Education must include both theory and practical skill development. A facility may offer skills workshops or invite vendors to demonstrate practices on site. The availability of simulation-based training may depend on the type of healthcare facility, but it is increasing in popularity in academic medical centers. One-to-one coaching or mentoring is more common in healthcare facilities, but it lacks the consistency and reliability of more formal methods. Whenever procedures are changed or new products or equipment are introduced, all HCP must receive adequate instruction and a documented competency evaluation. Failure to ensure that healthcare providers correctly perform patient care procedures, for example, implementing safe injection practices, has led to serious infections in several healthcare facilities.